The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Christmas can be an extremely busy and very expensive time for passengers flying across the globe. On Wednesday, the 10th of December, Dublin Airport said it expected around 1.8 million passengers to pass through the two terminals over the busy Christmas period. But what exactly can flyers expect this festive season? What's going on there? Well, joining us now is Head of Media Relations at DAA, Graham McQueen. Graham, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
How is it shaping up? What do you reckon will be your busiest day?
Today won't be far off it, Pat. It's very, very busy today. We've got 116,000 going through the airport. Almost 60,000 of those are arrivals. Going to stay busy over the weekend. Then another similarly busy day to today on Monday. Tuesday's busy as well. Christmas Eve a bit quieter, but look, I'm in the terminal at the moment and it's kind of hogs wherever you look. People are happy. People are excited. And it's all going really well so far.
And then they'll all have to go home again.
Yeah, a lot of movement at this time of year. So a lot of people coming home today and right up until Christmas Eve. And then next week, we'll start to see a lot of people going home, but also a lot of people going away. A lot of people like to get away on ski holidays and a bit of winter sun, city breaks, going away for New Year, things like that. So it's going to stay busy right through till second week of January, really. So we're expecting big numbers, but we're in good shape as an airport. The team are working really hard to get everyone on their way, and we're confident that that'll stay the case until early January.
Now, talk to me about what you're doing differently to make sure that people have an easy passage through the airport. The weather at the moment is benign. If that changes and there are flight delays and so on, obviously circumstances will insist on changes in your operations. But is there anything different about the way you are handling Christmas?
It's kind of typical stuff, Pat, to be honest with you. These are really busy days for Christmas. It's our busiest Christmas ever. But, you know, 115,000 going today. We do about 130,000, 135,000 on the busy summer days. So it's just a normal day in terms of the operation. Look, the weather could turn at any point at this time of year. I think it's due to get colder next week. And so our snow and ice teams, no matter whether it's, you know, Christmas Eve or whenever, they're on standby all the time. So that remains the case. So it's kind of business as usual. Certainly from a security point of view, we don't change anything. The rules remain the same. There's some advice we'd give at this time of year. The number one thing we would say is don't wrap your presents if you're putting them in hand luggage, because you may be required to open them, and nobody wants to have to wrap their Christmas presents twice. We certainly don't want to be making people do that. But other than that, it's largely business as usual.
Now, the usual rules apply. I suppose if you're going transatlantic or whatever, long haul, you arrive 3 hours before. If you're going more locally across Europe, 2 hours before, that, I presume, does not change. So tell me, how are your security queues going?
Security queues are really good. The team are playing a blinder. We've more staff than ever before. We've got the new scanners fully in place now. So passengers will be glad to hear those 100 mil liquid rules are gone. You can now bring up to 2 litres. There's no limit on the number of items you can take through. You can leave them in your bag. So security is working really well. I was in Terminal 1 this morning and the queues there were running at less than 10 minutes. So on a really busy day like today, that shows how hard the team are working to get people through. And, you know, if you're a passenger, the best thing you can do is prepare in advance. Make sure you've read the rules. Make sure you've got all your hand luggage in place. Make sure you know what terminal you're going to be flying from. Just take the hurry out of it, because the terminals are looking really well. We want you to enjoy it when you arrive here this Christmas.
Yeah. Now, going through these scanners, the most modern equipment that you have is fine at this end. And just remind us again, what can you continue to wear? Can you keep your watch on? Can you keep your wallet in your pocket? Can you keep your boots on? Or are those rules still the same as before?
A lot of those rules will still be the same. So the scanners affect liquids and electronics. They can stay in your bag. In terms of clothing, take hoodies off. That's a number one rule. Take baggy jumpers off. Belts still come off, and everything out of your pockets. In terms of shoes and boots, anything that goes above the ankle needs to come off. And I think err on the side of caution. If you're in doubt, I would say just take them off when you're in the queue, get them into the tray. That means you won't be sent back again to do it twice. That's certainly the rule I live by when I travel or get my kids to do it as well. It just makes things that little bit easier.
It's extraordinary. I went through one of the body scanners a few months ago and I was sent back, you've got something in your pocket. It was a tissue. Couldn't believe it. They sent me back because I had a tissue in my pocket. But there you go. It shows how sensitive they are.
Yeah, they're sensitive, and like security, there's no messing around when it comes to that. It would create a blind spot effectively. There'd be a blur on the screen that they didn't know what it was. So they err on the side of caution. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think every passenger would appreciate that safety comes first, no matter whether it's Christmas or any time of year.
Now, the other element of this is that you're going through Dublin Airport and all the modern technology. You're going one way, but if you're coming back another way from another airport, they may not have the same generous rules that Dublin now can offer people. So you might have something that will be taken from you that you brought from Ireland, you know, a large quantity of some liquid, a cosmetic or whatever, maybe, you know, a large bottle of perfume or whatever it might be, and then it's in your bag and it's taken from you at another airport.
Yeah, it's a really good point, Pat, and something certainly people should look out for. I know myself, I flew to Glasgow there recently, and you know, I didn't pack any big bottles of aftershave because I knew that Glasgow didn't have the same rules on the way back. So you need to prepare for both eventualities. Check the rules of the airport that you're flying back from. That may dictate that you check a bag in on the way home to bring those bigger items home, or it may be the case that you just leave it there, bottles of shampoo, for example. I know my wife takes the shampoo and conditioner away, but she tends to leave it there at the end of the holiday. So just plan in advance would be the message there.
A couple of questions about arriving to and from the airport. And I know I raised with your chief executive the question of Area 18, and in fairness to him, having raised it, he said he would look into it. And within a matter of weeks, he had, or somebody had it sorted, which was great. But generally speaking, is there still that kind of piracy going on, people stealing each other's free nows or Ubers or whatever it is in Area 18?
It's a lot better, Pat. We certainly have done a bit of work in that area, but we've more to do. The taxi operation, it can be patchy at times, but we do work very hard to call in taxis at really busy times. So we would have an average waiting time of less than 10 minutes this year. So on our busiest year ever, that's a pretty good set of circumstances. Obviously, there are times when people will reach the taxi rank and they'll see a queue, but our team work hard then to call taxis in from the local area. But there is that shortage of taxis generally.
But in Area 18, that's where people who order one themselves on an app go to pick it up. And there has been some bad behaviour, I'm told, in that particular area. And I'm not sure how it ever can be policed.
Yeah, no, I certainly think it's a lot better. We have a lot more staff down in that area to try and help that process move a bit smoother. So, I'd be confident to say that passengers shouldn't experience any difficulties there this Christmas. But look, there's also the bus there as well. We've now got, I think, 38% of people this year have came to the airport by bus. That's up from 33% last year. So lots of options for passengers.
Yeah. And finally, I should ask you about parking, because I know in the summertime there was a shortage of parking. There's another car park open, so there are more places available. And I suspect that the wintertime is not the busiest time compared to summertime for parking. But what will the situation be over Christmas?
Parking's okay. We've got spaces in short term and long term, but the message, as always, would be to book in advance. That makes sure you've got your space guaranteed. That makes sure you get the best price. If you arrive on the day and just pay on the gate, you're going to get that gate price. So book in advance would be the message. We do have spaces. We don't foresee any problems, but book in advance would be the message.
Okay, finally, a couple of questions from listeners. Can you ask if the airport still do the blessing of the planes on Christmas Day?
We still do it. We're not doing it on Christmas Day this year, but we will be doing it next week in the run-up to Christmas, and we'll be inviting all faiths to come along who want to celebrate and wish everyone well for travelling in 2026.
Okay, one comment, a compliment, I suppose. Passed through Dublin Airport this week. Security was a breeze, so quick and so efficient. I was pleasantly surprised, particularly as it was a less than easy experience coming back the other way at security in Italy. So there you are. Compliments to yourself and to everyone at DAA. And I know it's a busy time for them, and many of them will not be able to enjoy the festivities as much as the rest of the population. So we'll wish all of them a very happy Christmas. Graham, thank you very much for joining us. That's Graham McQueen, Head of Media Relations at DAA.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.